got a little grade that goes in the gate down here and goes on out in the pasture piece. Don't go all the way through it, but it goes out to that piece.
Do you call that a graded road?
Yeah, I call it the graded road through the pasture. It's just
is that the same thing?
Of course, I put it up at my own expense. I hired a man to come here, the Caterpillar, and build them. The county don't build them for you.
Oh, they do?
No. Not in your own private land, you know. Just where you, the one, use them.
Is that the same thing as a lane?
A lane? No, not a lane. Is a place that's fenced on each side, road or no road. It don't make it. You can have a lane and not have a road. Just between two pieces of property. One fellow will have a fence on his property line, the other fellow will have a fence on his property line, and they'll leave a little place between. That'll be the lane. And this is a lane. It goes right down through here, on my land. It's my land on both sides of the road, but that's the lane.
Where the gravel road is?
Yeah, that's the lane. Where the dirt road and gravel road, where there is gravel. That's a lane. You can have a lane. You don't have to be a road or nothing for a lane.
Well, out here, you know, if somebody wants to walk down to the blacktop, they just walk out in the gravel road.
Yeah.
But in town, you don't walk in the road. You walk on the
sidewalk.
Well, when you own the sidewalk, you know that. Have you ever seen this kind of sidewalk that have a strip of grass, maybe with trees or something growing between the sidewalk and the street?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard a name for something like that?
Well, now let me see. I believe in around those big ones around town and places, they call them veranda. I believe, but now these things here, I don't know. I really don't know what they call them around Huntsville. That little old space between your walk, it's the space that you're speaking of between the walk and in the street, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that a big place around Houston, like where they have a big wide place between two roads where they're coming in and have grass and flowers and shrubbery and stuff? And I seem like they call them veranda, but I don't think they don't call that effect. Those little old places between the street. I don't know what they call that between the street and that sidewalk. Usually about 3 or 4 foot, you know, just usually about a good long step is a general thing. Well, I'm not positive. I'm not positive what it's called. Oh, that is, I can't think right now.
Well, do you keep animals around here, around the house, for protection? Any kind of?
No, dogs or something like that? No, we don't keep no dogs. We have kept dogs from time to time, but it wasn't necessarily for protection. My boy had some hunting dogs. He had some coon dogs and rabbit dogs and stuff like that. He kept here a long time, but he don't have any now.
What kind of dogs were they?
He had beagles, little old beagle hounds for his rabbit dogs, and he had a big old, we call them pot licker. Just a regular old pot licker hound for his coon dog.
Well, a dog like that, like a pot licker hound, is that a breed or is that a...
That pot licker is just a name they give him, I think, you know, because if you're cooking around on the outside and leave your pot out, he'd go in and lick your pot. I think that's the only reason they called him a pot licker. You used to call them old pot licker hounds, them old long-haired hounds, you know, and old coarse, most of them got old coarse voices. Slow. And then there were a lot of people keep stock dogs. Now my son-in-law and his boy, they got a lot of cattle back over here in the west end of the county, and they keep stock dogs all the time.
Now what is it?
Well, they call them curs. I don't know why they call them cur, but anyway, they have different kind of stock dogs. They have several different breeds of stock dogs, but the only thing they use them for is for running the cattle, you know, pinning the cattle. Those good stock dogs, you can go out in the pasture and they'll get around your cows and make them all huddled up together, and when you go to drive them to the pen, they'll have a lead dog. It'll stay ahead of them, and the cows will follow the dog, you know, and go right on in the pen. You know, dogs can be a lot of help. Sometimes two or three good dogs is worth much as a half a dozen men in pinning a bunch of cattle. They keep them, if an old cow breaks from the bunch,